CU Boulder is taking the lead on the application for the test site, partly because of the university's Unmanned Aircraft Research Center. Director Eric Frews says he's recently stopped using the formal name Unmanned Aircraft Systems and has started using the term drones.
If you had talked to me about 2 months ago, I would have never used that term. I would have started this discussion by saying, I'm going to call it an unmanned aircraft because I hate the word drones.
Frew changed his ways because he wants people to understand they're not scary and won't invade people's privacy, contrary to ongoing debates about those concerns and military attacks against terrorists abroad.
Whenever I talk to a public audience, I always ask who's ever flown in an airplane, raise your hand. Then I ask who's ever flown in an airplane that's flown itself, and people always put their hands down, and I tell them, put your hand back up, because most of that plane flight was on an autopilot anyways.
CU Boulder scientists have been flying drones with special permission for more than 10 years. That's largely for Arctic and polar science research.
Most of the things that we fly look like an aircraft. So they have, you know, they're fixed-wing aircraft. They have the same basic size and shape. Now, the ones that we fly at the University of Colorado are what are termed small unmanned aircraft. So they're typically less than 100 pounds of weight, less than 10-foot wingspan, and they're carrying only science instruments to measure the atmosphere.
And they're far smaller than most military drones often in the news. There are estimates the drone industry could mean billions of dollars. Proponents say fears about the technology are one reason the industry is stalling. Another is figuring out how drones can fly around in the air like other aircraft without causing accidents or problems.
And there's a little bit of a chicken and the egg problem. How do you demonstrate that the technology is going to help us be safe if you can't be in the environment and test the technology?
So the FAA is setting up test sites around the country to do just that, and hopefully in Colorado, too, if Director Eric Frew and his colleagues are successful.
Anybody who has an interest in developing unmanned aircraft technology would come in and use the sites. Scientists, commercial companies.
As for the controversial military drones, Frew says it's unlikely they would be flown in the proposed Colorado test site.
You know, the military has its own airspace. They're not, I don't think, lacking for places to fly.
Exactly where the test site would be in Colorado isn't public just yet, but some of the state's bigger cities and towns would be off the map.
Certainly, I don't know of anyone who's even tried to fly an unmanned aircraft over a city like Denver. We're not talking heavy population, but we're not talking barren land either.
CU Boulder and its partners will find out towards the end of this year if the FAA has selected Colorado as a test site for drones.